Hey folks, Captain Kevin Favor, and welcome to the Outdoor Show podcast brought to you by Ag South. They are specialists in land financing in Southeast Georgia. They make loans for small and large acreage, hunting property, timberland. They even do home mortgages and construction. Look, if you've listened to our show long enough, you know Jeff and I own property in Georgia. We both used Ag South for our financing, and they were great, and we couldn't be happier. Here's a cool part about Ag South. They have competitive rates, and they pay an average of 25% of the interest back every year in patronage. So let's just say your loan's for $300,000 at 6.5% at 20 years. That means you get back $2,770 a year. They write you a check for that. You call them at 844-AG-SOUTH or go to agsouthfc.com. Ag South, really good people who really know land.
This 1010 XL 92.5 FM hour is powered by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. Call 904-600-4000. That's 904-600-4000. Welcome to the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast.
I'm going to take you fishing, honey. You're going to love it.
Brought to you by Ring Power and Tire Outlet on 1010 XL. Here's Captain Kevin Favor and Captain Scott Shank.
Good evening and welcome to the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast. And yes, we want to say thank you to our new sponsor, Tire Outlet.
Yes,
very
sir.
Very cool.
Man,
we're
what,
so big.
What what fishing and hunting show doesn't have a tire spot?
Are you
kidding me?
There's like two things. You got to have a tire sponsor and you got to have a beer sponsor.
Oh, there's no doubt in your mind. And you got them
I'm
now.
Serious. When you think about fishing,
yeah.
You know, I mean, and tackle maybe, but yep. I mean, yeah, it's a, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tire's a big thing, man. So that's
And I
that's
go through
really
them,
cool.
too.
Good oh, yeah.
Gosh.
Yeah.
Well, turning sideways, I know you got to do it.
I'm going to become real good friends with them.
Real good friends with them because I need all new left tires on the side of my boat. Because of the way I got to turn in the driveway, I got to drag that left side around. And,
right.
Hell, probably every 3 or 4 months, I got to replace the tires because they wear out in the inside wall.
Yeah. And what else do we have to talk about besides tires and tackle?
Not really. Absolutely nothing.
I guess it started on Friday?
Yeah. When was the last day we fished? You and
we
I.
We fished Friday.
We fished Friday.
Yeah, we fished Friday because we had the corporate trip.
Yep.
You know,
and
everything obviously,
went downhill
obviously
from there.
The trips that we did Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday were like stunning, unbelievably beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, incredible days. And then Friday... unless the guys in the little boats did pretty well, you know, mm-hmm. they were able to get back out of the wind and stuff where you and I were fishing, 25 to 30 knot northeast winds and it was tough. It was just tough.
And with that being said, brand new trolling motor, 4 hours on it. And then I already broke it.
Good gosh.
Well, that wind was so ferocious the other day.
It was.
And where I was fishing in a creek, I was in a deep trough, sandbar, hole.
Right.
Okay.
I was trying to think of where I was because I was fishing the main ditch, and I don't mean, but I just happened to look at my remote, and it was on 9,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going, we can't sit here very long. You can't sustain 9 on your remote. As in, folks, what we're talking about is that, the numbers 1 through 10 on your remote for your trolling motor. Number one, the prop's barely spinning.
Barely spinning. No,
number two is a little more powerful. But as you get up to 10, you've got all 36 volts working, and that thing's
humming.
And
she's doing all she can.
Yeah, she's doing all. And you know, I was just and I was fishing the wind against the tide. Mm-hmm. I didn't even have the two going together. Mm-hmm. So
anyhow, yeah, so anyhow. I was in there, and a wind gust came up, and it was a good one. And it blew me back. Well, when it blew me back...
Yeah, it corrected itself?
It got hung on that sandbar, tried to correct itself, and I snapped the bottom part that goes into the transmission.
Yeah.
That little black... on our trolling motors, which everybody... They have the two black pieces where they meet like a notch in the middle, and that's
right.
how they have that drive. Anyhow, it tried to meet that notch, mm-hmm. and just... And I heard, pow! And a guy goes, huh. Plastic piece just come off trolling motor. I went, God, take it, that son of a gun. $2,500 and I've used it for 4 hours? Are you kidding me? So anyhow, I had to come home and explain that to
the other
wife.
Thing that always scares me about when that thing goes to correct itself.
It throws you.
It throws you. It will, you have to pay attention to that. I mean, because all of a sudden you're, and it doesn't go like on two.
No, it's immediate. It catches itself up.
Yeah, exactly.
When they say it keeps within that 3 to 5 feet, mm-hmm. when that wind gust comes or tide movement or whatever, but I could tell you, with having that new trolling motor, it is a huge difference from the ones we run right now that's got 4,000 hours on them.
Oh yeah.
I mean, the pickup and the fastness to it and stuff like that.
And the accuracy.
The accuracy is way, I mean, it's only a year apart. You know, one's a 2019, this one's a 2020.
Right.
And so I have the other one as a backup, my old one. And, but wow, you can, in just that year right there, you could see.
Certainly.
How I lose a lot of, you lose a lot of power. It's not battery.
Right.
It's not battery. Batteries, it is the trolling motor that's getting old.
So a couple things to talk about. Obviously, weather always is the biggest factor in what we do. But we also have to look at, all right, this is going to calm down at some point in time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we'll look at the forecast here in a little bit. But generally speaking, like this time of year, sometimes it takes a little longer for things to correct themselves.
Yeah, we're at the 7-day one now.
I mean, so you know, we've had wind blowing since Friday,
mm-hmm.
and now it's gotten cold. So now we've got cold, and you know, in the summertime, you know, we just don't have even if it blows on shore for 3 or 4 days, whether it be a little nor'easter or whatever, give it a day, you know,
she lays back out.
Well, yeah, she lays back out. Water's still warm. Mm-hmm. It's all good. With this. It could take a while to correct itself.
It can. And the reason behind that, at the 10-mile buoy, which is basically mm-hmm. straight east of the Gowanus,
mm-hmm.
it showed today 13.6 feet.
Exactly.
So, with that being said, when we go over this tide situation, mm-hmm. the tide, they don't know when the next front's coming, so it's hard to predict. Well, my wife works downtown. When she went downtown this morning, not counting waves, she said the water was licking the seawall.
Yeah.
So it's 1.5-2 feet
sure.
over normal with just it being wind-driven and water-driven from the tide, not even wave-driven.
And obviously the folks that live a little further inland are feeling this wind. But, boy, you had no idea until you got down to that bayfront. I went down to the bayfront today, and it was smoking.
I'm surprised the palm trees didn't uproot.
Yeah,
I mean it was moving.
Yeah, it was moving. So you take that with that high incoming tide, and then I guess my point being is that if you're, and honestly, I mean, there's just not very many people that fish this time of year. I mean, this is the time of year we talk about all the time. And I did it all day today.
Mm-hmm.
I went through my tackle. Mm-hmm. I took off reels. Then I'm like, you know what? Even though it's not broke, I don't like the way that it feels.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I took it off the rod, and you just start lubing stuff and stuff. Take all that old mono off and stuff like that. But whether it be your boat or whatever, now, you know, this is the time of year when we do this kind of stuff.
It's a pretty day, you take all your stuff out to your compartments.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Clean your compartments out and stuff like that. I mean, you know, a little wax job here or there, engine cowling and all that kind of stuff. It's just piddle.
Yeah.
You got all week, trust me, you know.
Yeah. Yep.
I mean, you couldn't do nothing really today or yesterday because of the.
No. I mean, because
of the situation, but that's where you stay in the garage.
I know that. Did you ever charter on Martin Luther King Day?
Uh huh.
Yeah. Did you go?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it was not good.
Brutal.
Yeah. And again, people have the day off, and they're like, you know, we want to go, and it's just it's hard. You do tell people, look, this is going to be tough, you know. I mean, I told my guys on Friday, man, they were all fired up, and they were great guys.
I had mine in shorts.
Yeah. I had my guy in shorts on Friday, you know, and, he was cold. But, yeah, it just seems that the weather affects them more this time of mm-hmm. year, you know, because in the summertime, you don't have fronts coming through
mm-mm.
and things like that. You know, you'll have shifts in wind.
You have southeast that might stay a little bit longer, makes for a crappy ride out.
Or too many days of southwest, and you have a thermocline or something like that. But you know what? You just adjust.
Mm-hmm.
You just go a little further offshore and find the warmer water, or you fish for cobia in the colder water. In the inshore fish, it gets better.
And it gets better, so, I mean, you don't, you know. I'll save you $100. We can stay in short today.
Yeah, exactly. But it's always, you know, because I know that we got some serious wahoo fishing getting ready to come up, and those guys are all chomping at the bit.
Dude, and it ends like Friday. What's today? The 22nd?
Yeah.
It ends next Friday.
Well, the Wahoo Shootout doesn't even start until...
No. But that other... the other one.
They haven't been able to fish.
No. My brother still got 2 days. He's only made it out one. It was rough as hell.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So that's, like, no fun.
No.
So, anyway, a lot of stuff to talk about, but it's, like I said, it's just a tough time of year to fish. I mean, January and February normally will start turning around. You know, at the end of February, and then March is, like, magical.
Mm-hmm. And we always talk, the fish still got to eat.
Oh, yeah, they still got to eat.
It's just if you want to get out there and find them.
Yeah, exactly. You're the one who's got to get out there and find them. 641-1010, 641-1010. You listen to the Moe Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast with Captain Scott Shea. I'm Captain Kevin Favor. When we come back, we'll talk to Captain Leon Dana. And I think he's been out even a few more times than us this week.
Uh-huh.
Be right back.
You're listening to the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast, brought to you by Ring Power and Tire Outlet on 1010XL.
Welcome back to the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast. Captain Leon Dana's got me cracking up. He's been on hold. And
harassing us that he's on hold.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry you had to like hold on for 3 minutes,
We're just
Leon.
Happy that you remembered.
Yeah. That's not a good sound there.
Not when he click.
Yeah. Don't know what
happened. Where'd he go, Michael? He leave us? He got mad. He's pouting.
Oh, well. He'll call back. He'll call back.
Yeah.
So, anyway, we haven't been fishing this week.
No. Hey, I got to set him up. I'm going to set him up, though. So I called him last night. I said, are you going to try it in the morning? He goes, yeah, why not? I said, Leon.
Talk about today.
Today. I said, Leon. I said.
Is he broke?
That's what I asked him.
Right.
I said, I got it if you need something.
Right.
You know, I mean, I'll be more than happy to help you out. I'll get it back from you in June or July.
I'll make a little loan to you.
You know, I mean, it's not a big deal. I won't charge any interest. I'll be nice.
Don't go catch pneumonia.
Yeah. I mean, and I said, really? You're going to take your customers out of that? My first thing to me.
First off, he's in a flats boat.
Flats boat.
Yeah.
Okay. And I mean, and I witnessed that drive. I mean, there is, honest to gosh, on a flats boat, and I know you know it because you own one, you can't play with a throttle like you can with us.
No.
Because that boat is so light, you know, if you were to run 2,700, 3,000 RPMs, the bow's going to be damn near straight up in the air.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's got to lay down, and it's got to go.
Right.
And, man, I felt like a dog going down the highway. My cheeks were flapping. My tongue was sideways. I had drool all down the side of my head from that dang thing. I went... Damn, I wonder why I got windshields and it's so nice to be. God, he's back?
Yeah. All right, let's try it again. Leon.
I was here, brother. I was here.
Okay.
All right. You just clicked and you hung up on
Did you have to go back out to the truck again?
Yeah.
Yeah.
God, we could play you like a fiddle. It's not fun anymore. Okay, listen.
I tell you what, man. That is a cold concrete running across these bare feet. God.
And you're probably in your pajamas.
Yeah.
I am.
Trying to get that diesel to crank as hell, ain't it?
Damn it, Leon.
Buddy, I was running through the house, grabbing the car keys, and doing the automatic crank, and I'm begging the garage door to open up, and as soon as I hit the concrete, I'm like, damn, my feet are freezing right now. I'm scurrying. I hopped in this cold seat. I got the platinum heaters already heating up the seats.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
absolutely.
Now, wait a minute. You're telling me that your feet were cold from running outside, but as of this morning when we talked at 7 o'clock, I asked you, I said, are you going today? Hell, yeah, I'm going today. I got to go to work. I got to go make money. And I guess we got to the you did say that.
Did you launch the boat?
No. I got to the ramp an hour early, and I called my clients, and I said, look, here's the deal. I know the trout are on fire up here for an absolute fact because the water temperature's hovering right around 59, 60 degrees. I'm going to get to the ramp at 11 o'clock. We're going to go out at noon, and when I get to the ramp, I'm going to make the call. I pulled up to the ramp, got out, and the American flag at Palm Valley Outdoors looked like it had been triple starched. And I took one look at that and I went, oh, hell no. And I got on the phone and I told my client, said, listen, in good faith, I am not going to take you out into this damn thing because it's coming right down the chute.
You understood I could have saved you that trip when I talked to you at 7 o'clock.
I mean,
nothing was going to get any better today at all.
I know you, Leon. You had absolutely nothing to do today. Nothing. You had nothing going on. You didn't need to go to the bank. You're like, you know what? If I can make it, if I can go fishing, I'm going to.
Yeah, because, I mean, there's so many hours you could have a pug and another dog laying on.
Right. You know?
Yeah.
I mean,
face it.
You know, so you're like, I'm going to go fishing. I mean, I'm going to go make some money. And you got there and you're like, I'm going to find something else to do.
I went straight inside, walked back past the kitchen, ordered an order of Gator Bites, went straight to the bar, and their Wells drink was I think it was Elijah Craig. So I ordered a double of that. Ate my Gator Bites.
Yeah, there you go.
Hey, dude, those Gator Bites were awesome.
Yeah, they are very good.
They were very good the other day.
Yeah,
they
were good.
They did no fishiness or nothing to them.
They were good.
Lightly battered. I mean, dude, and that little dipping sauce stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Son, they were good.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
That is good. But, you know, I can talk about what I did last week through the weekend before that cold front hit. I mean, you guys know I'm absolutely put on a clinic on the redfish in the back creeks. But everything changed. You know, when the front came through and it dropped. Water temperature yesterday was 61 degrees, which is a 10-degree drop.
Yeah, all right? Wow. That's crazy.
After tonight, I guarantee it's going to be 58, 59 degrees. The speckled sea trout bite is on fire right now in the valley. And I can't wait. I'm going out tomorrow. I'm going to meet my clients for lunch, and we're going to make the call at that time. But I'm dying to get out there and throw some artificials because,
dude,
I mean,
50% chance of rain, right? Northeast to 15 to 20. What are you thinking?
Yeah, so tomorrow is northeast 15 to 20 with occasional 30.
Gung ho, let's do this.
Man, that just sounds like an awesome day, Leon. You know what? Scott and I just might join you.
I'll take my boat.
Yeah.
Let's just go.
That sounds like fun. Yeah.
Shorts,
folks,
t-shirt,
folks,
I'm going. Yeah. If it's blowing, I'm going.
Check me out on Facebook. Check me out on Facebook. I'm going to do one of those live reports where I look like I'm in the middle of a freaking storm from
What's
hell.
What's his name, old?
Jim.
Jim Cantori.
Jim Cantori, yeah. We got exceptionally. What'd they call those tides? King tides?
King tides.
I'd never heard of that.
I've never known what the hell a king tide ever was. But supposedly, it's been around for forever.
Yeah.
You know, but
I mean, I've always said spring tides.
Yeah.
Yeah. King tide.
King tide and winter tide. Yeah. King tide.
Oh, they were calling that in September.
That's what I'm saying. Well, whatever. Fall time. Fall was king tide.
Yeah. Okay.
Around every moon is now a blue moon, a harvest moon, a red moon, a green moon.
Yeah.
I've never heard that before.
And every winter storm has a name.
A name. Yeah. We just had Josephine or something was the one that went.
Kevin?
Yeah.
I know you know Palm Valley inside and out. When I was heading to the ramp today, the only upside to the entire day was when I was driving by the Gate gas station on the Nocatee Expressway, and on the other side, you know, you got that little open field.
Sure.
There were 13 big old toms or turkeys. I saw some were toms. 13 of them in that field as I drove by.
They're all feeling it right now, buddy.
They know in another month all hell's fixing to break loose on them.
they've been laughing at the deer lately. Uh-huh. Oh, you guys are getting shot at.
There goes Sam.
Yeah. Now the deer are like, your day's coming, brother.
Your turn, fucko.
your turn.
Because kids' weekend starts like the end of February? Am I correct?
No.
March 20th?
21st? No, because it's like March 7th or something like that. It's kids' weekend. Yeah. Which, by the way, and I know we're talking fishing here, but by the way, one of the greatest things the state did is have a youth weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I took all my kids when they were, I think it's under 16 or whatever. Dude,
well, and he took a lot of neighbors,
too. You got the woods to yourself, man.
And he took a lot of neighbors, too.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah, it's
Oh, and March 7th, by the way, too, is our great little tournament, too, which is the El Cheapo.
Chip just said March 14th.
Okay.
Which I thought that was opening of turkey season in Florida. And youth season is the week before. So anyway, I could be wrong. I've been wrong before, Leon. So, real quick because we had time. Listen, so we Scott and I were discussing, you know, this time of year when you get
Georgie's.
Yeah, whenever you get the like, dude, it's been blowing since Friday. Okay,
right
now,
yeah.
now it's gotten cold. So you've yep. got you and it's you know. I mean, like, literally, Friday looks like it'd be a pretty good fishable day southeast, you know,
yeah.
at 10 to 15.
Yep.
But, man, it unlike summertime, if you have, you know, an afternoon thunderstorm or whatever, hell, the fish will bite after it.
I look forward to an afternoon thunderstorm.
Yeah, you know, but with this, in the wintertime, when we get these kind of conditions for 4 or 5 days, and then the temperature drops and the water temperature drops, don't you feel like it takes a couple, 3 days for things to settle down to where you can get on a good bite? I get it. You could go on Friday and catch a few fish, mm-hmm. but for it to get right again, like it was last week, it takes a while.
Well, last week was 80 degrees, okay, which
I know.
Really,
yeah.
That really just fired them up like there's no tomorrow. And I concur with everything you say because this time of year, the fish feed in two patterns, slow and stop, okay?
Right.
Which, like we've always said over the years, folks, when you go to your fishing spots, this is not a hit-and-run type of scenario. You pull up to a spot and you fish it methodically for 15, 20 minutes, not 5 minutes, and move on. The fish
right.
should be there.
Right.
You have confidence in that spot. Fish it slow. I mean, literally, if you have to dead stick it, dead stick that spot, okay? Because eventually, something's going to come over. He ain't going to chase it, and he'll mealy-mouth it and pick it up. That redfish mm-hmm. that usually slams your bait, it's going to feel less than a black drum the way he picks it up.
Right.
Only thing I know that I'm absolutely certain that will absolutely devastate a bait is a speckled sea trout. In this cold, nasty weather, I love fishing two different types of lures. Either I'm fishing a soft plastic, either in a curly tail, a fish bite, or a paddle tail with as light as a jig head as I can fish, because when I throw it out there, 9 times out of 10, those fish are going to hit it on the fall, not the retrieve. Mm-hmm. Or I'm going to be fishing a hard plastic bait like an MR-17. And I'm fishing it the exact way, too. I'm throwing it upstream and letting it drift down. And every once in a while, I give it a little twitch, and it's just sitting there pausing through the water column. And those trout, they just hit it like a lightning bolt.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the only thing I can guarantee is going to feed in this kind of messed up weather that we got right now.
Yeah, and that's, you know, we talked about this over the years. You know, this time of year, you have to, when you get to the ramp, you go, okay, I got 61 degrees of water temperature.
Yep.
I got a north wind at 20 knots. The redfish, they don't like this, okay? So what am I going to fish for?
I don't like this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, what is it that I'm going to fish for? And you're right, Leon. There's bluefish. Bluefish love this kind of weather.
Love it.
You
yeah,
know?
They sure do.
Trout love this kind of weather. Sheep's head love cold water so you have to adjust your tackle, adjust your thoughts
right.
of yep. where you're going to go, what you're going to fish
yep.
for. And it's it does make it tougher this time of year because you've got to have, you know, if you only have a redfish spot, you know, or you like to fish for redfish, you can't go in these conditions.
Nope.
I mean, it just doesn't make any sense.
No, you're right.
And it's so funny how the redfish bites this time of year. And that's what, you know, everybody that's not from here mm-hmm. and doesn't understand conditions of this time of year, it's going to be like the smallest little brim bite. You're just going to feel them literally lift the bait up and move
right.
it like a catfish.
Right, right.
That's it.
Yeah.
Right.
But as soon as you stroke it to them, then there is some pull to it. You know, I mean,
yeah.
but the original take is, you know, I keep feeling like a little bite. I said, dude, that's probably him.
Yeah.
Just put a little weight into it. When you feel that bite, lean back on a little bit and see if.
Yeah, don't
if,
snatch it.
Don't
snatch.
Away. Just pull back on him and see if he pulls you back down. But with you saying that now, Leon, you understand we have new trout rules, folks, coming into effect February the 1st.
That's right.
New trout rules are 15 to 19 inches, one fish over 20 per boat. That's it.
Per boat.
Per boat. Not right. per person. Per boat.
Good.
As well as it goes from 6 to 5.
Scotty, okay. Are you sure? I thought it was one over 19.
Yeah, well, which, yeah, I mean, well,
well,
yes.
1 over 20, yes. You know what I'm saying? I just want to make sure I got it right.
1 over 19. I'm sorry.
Okay,
yes,
cool.
Right.
All right, cool.
Because before right. we did the 15 to 20, 1 over 20, so
it's
now
right. it's 15 to 19.
15 to 19,
with
1 over 19 per boat.
Per boat.
Correct.
Per boat. Okay, right.
And then.
Oh, also,
and
the
guides
are not
five.
Allowed to keep their limit.
Yes,
remember?
And the guides are not to keep,
good.
Keep their limit.
I like it. I like all of it. Like
I love
the whole
all of it.
Oh,
I'm perfectly fine with that.
Yep. The only thing that I wish they had done is gone 14 to 19.
That's what I asked them.
Yep.
Oh, that's what I asked them when they did it.
But we've been cleaning a lot more fish.
Well, no. I mean, no. But, I mean, like, you go to Louisiana, a 12 – I mean, come on, guys. We know what a 15-inch trout yields, okay?
Yep.
It's pretty much a fat chicken strip, okay?
Yeah.
Good one,
okay.
Though,
good
No. I'm not picking on that.
Right.
But they could kill them out there at 12 inches. Can you imagine – from that 3 inches means a whole lot.
Three inches means a whole lot.
Yeah.
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 Absolutely.
Well, anyhow, okay. So that's a little tiny fillet.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
On a 12-inch fish.
Well, Leon, when I was growing up, trout fishing with my grandfather at Swanee Shores, it was 12 inches and unlimited on trout and reds.
Right. Wow.
Oh, I remember on the paperboard when I was 8 years old, 7 years old, you'd come in and I mean, that was our demise, was of the 17, 17 and a quarter, because you did. If you got on school then, it was a whack fest.
Oh, and let me tell you, Leon.
20, 30, 40 of them was not a problem.
If it was 11 and three quarters, Papa was like, throw him in the cooler.
He's legal.
That's right.
He'll make the grease pop.
Yep, exactly.
That's right. That's going to put the stink in the grease. Exactly.
And you know who was in charge? Let's see, I was probably, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, through those years when they had that place. You know who had to clean all the fish and clean the boat?
Oh, you. Go on back there and get it all done.
That's right. Yeah. You know what? And I was good with it, except, oh, my God, the gnats.
Oh, I would imagine. I would imagine God. Over there. I would imagine
I'll never
over
forget
there.
That. I'll never forget how bad they were.
No.
Leon, I'd have 150 fish to clean, you know?
God.
And just, you know, and it was the only thing I had was off, you know.
And good luck with that.
Yeah. And I don't even remember how he kept his fillet knives sharp, but they were always pretty sharp. But that was my job, man.
Well, and the only way that you can live over there is you have to build a room.
Yeah.
A fish cleaning room over
That's
there
right.
now. Buddies of mine, of course, have
property
over
awesome.
Skeena
Hatchie. I know what you're talking about. Yeah,
and they have all their closed-in screening.
Yep.
They have ceiling fans going, so they just move the gnats around so they don't buy you.
Yep.
So they don't bite you. And, the fish cleaning tables, I mean, it's 12 feet long
great
and
idea.
Four sinks in between. And
a little macerator.
Nice.
That's it.
Yep.
That's what they have.
That's awesome. All right, Leon, we got to run, buddy. Stay warm.
I will, buddy. I've got to run back in the house now.
Good luck with that.
You.
Call you in the morning.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Bye. You're listening to the Mo Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast here on 1010XL. If you want to give us a call, 641-1010. When we come back, we'll talk to Captain Chip Wingo. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Mo Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast, brought to you by Ring Power and Tire Outlet on 1010XL.
Gosh, don't this song resemble what today was?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Welcome back, folks, to the Mo Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast. Captain Scott Shank, Captain Kevin Favor, always in here with me. We could bring Chip up, but while we're bringing Chip up, we're just going to do another weather forecast of people that are tuning in.
Tonight, northeast 20 to 25 with gusts of 35. Get you some of that. Tomorrow, 15 to 20 knots with higher gust. Seas 6 to 8 with occasional 10. And then we got Friday, which is south-southeast 10 to 15, which, again, we talked about this. It's a good day to fish.
But there's a 50% chance of rain on that day.
A chance of showers, a slight chance of thunderstorms. Yes. Yes. For the weekend, guys, Saturday, west-northwest, and you're right, there is a front coming through. Now that I've looked at the forecast a million times. West-northwest winds, which is 10 to 15, 4 to 6. Nobody's going offshore Saturday night. And Sunday, west-northwest, 10 to 15. Monday is, they're calling for it again. It's Wednesday, folks.
I know.
This forecast is going to change 20 times. But right now they're calling for 5 to 10 knots.
I can't wait.
Seas 2 to 3.
I'm going back to work on Monday.
Yeah, I know. So
hey, you know what a good, you know what it is though, good for this weekend, Chip?
What's that, brother?
Jacksonville Boat Show.
That's right. That's exactly
hell
right.
To the air.
Yeah, yeah. We'll
I'm gonna be there.
The Nimnik Outdoor Show will be there, loud and proud.
Yeah. Yep. And then I'll be sliding over and hanging with the boys at Whalen Bay for a little while. Yeah.
Roger
yeah,
that.
Chippy,
I think I'm
you need to buy a new bay boat. Come over and see me.
Yeah.
I'll get you a new bay boat.
Yeah, absolutely. And
yeah.
I schedule, you know, you guys know this. I got always the annual hog hunt with Grandpa Jimmy and brother-in-laws, you know, and anyway, it just happened to be, I mean, I don't know, this was 2 months ago. We all came up with this date, and then I found out it was a Jacksonville Boat Show. I'm like, but
that's
anyway,
right.
You
me
guys
got
to handle it.
Handle it.
Yeah, and Dave
this.
Edwards.
And Dave Edwards,
you
too.
Will really enjoy Dave
Edwards. I know,
Edwards.
I've spent one or two shows with Dave.
Yeah, and just
to
let
fun.
Folks know, Dave is a wildlife biologist,
mm-hmm.
and first off, he's a damn good fisherman, but man, he knows so much about food plots and just anything, man, how to set up a piece of property.
So even though it's after hunt season, but if you still want to get ready for next week,
yeah,
or
yeah.
next year,
yeah.
this will be the show to either listen
yeah.
to or call in and talk to
yeah,
Dave about.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's not, hunt season's not over with. I hunted today. So.
Oh. What did you hunt for?
Well,
I would have hunted a pillow.
Way. The rabbits are safe on the property I'm hunting right now.
There's a ton of rabbits. Ton of rabbits in our place.
Yeah, I know. They're pretty quick.
You need a beagle.
Uh-huh.
And also the quail will scare the snot out of you when you flush them and you're by yourself with no dog. So,
yep.
But no, it's cold. I'll say that much. After fishing Monday, I was over it.
Absolutely.
It was, yeah. 100%. Sorry, Scotty. We didn't mean to play with your emotions by sending you that picture of all the fish sitting on the
table. Oh, yeah, no, you got me and Rob both quite upset at you, so go ahead and keep that up.
Did he catch them?
No. So we're all fighting back and forth. Well, Rob and I can't get, I mean, we caught like 2 fish.
Oh, my
God.
Yeah.
So anyhow, so we're with them all day, Leon and Emma, and we're texting all back and forth. How's your bite up to the north? Ah, same thing I got. 2 small weak fish, and Leon's got 1 or 2 trout. And all of a sudden, next thing you know, me and Rob get this picture of limited redfish, like 12 trout, 6 pompano, and I'm going, where the heck did this come from?
Yeah.
You know, I'm going, wait a minute now. One of you jokers are sandbagging, or both of you, because there was enough fish on the table, I would consider that was both their catches. It was a pile of fish.
Right.
And I'm going, really? And so me and Rob start talking back and
forth. Oh, did he start whining, Chip?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then he gives up. So finally, Chip and Leon can't handle it anymore because me and Rob are just blowing up their phones. And and finally, he tells me who the heck it was. And I went, okay. All right, that's all right. You'll get it again.
Well,
yeah,
David
Voorhees just absolutely stroked him.
Did he really?
It was legitimately all him.
Wow.
And it was – he had a hell of a bite of fish wherever he found him at.
Wow.
Yeah, he had like a limit of reds and black drum and real nice flounder and, you know. So I had a real good flounder on Saturday. Nice big flounder. That was awesome, you know. But
was that by my hole?
Yeah, the one that I took you to?
Yeah, the spinnerbait hole?
Yeah, the spinnerbait hole. That's exactly where it was. So I came on your stand-up jig head with the curly tail.
Nice.
With the dirty boxer again, so
nice.
But the kid's like, I think I'm hung up on the bottom, and I said, stop for a second, and you see that rod tip dip down twice. I go, reel,
reel, yeah, reel.
And all of a sudden, we'd already caught. We had that was a really good day. We actually had 3 big reds and I think 9 decent reds, and that big flounder. And when I saw it come up, I'm like, I sounded like Scott Shank. Give me that! I was running over. I mean, I was so excited about that fish. And they weren't keeping fish. And I looked at him and said, you're not keeping it, I am. And he goes, oh, no,
yeah,
that one ain't going back, I can promise you.
Yeah, that one's going
That on. Is one fish. Yep. That or, honestly, a drummer sheephead, it's coming home if you ain't taking.
Yeah, I mean, and then Monday Monday, our big catch of the day was an American flag on a flagpole.
Weirdest thing. I saw that.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. So, yep. I guess somebody threw an American flag had fallen off somebody's boat.
Or their dock.
Whatever.
Right. It came off the dock. It's got barnacles growing on it. I'm drying it out, and I'm going to fold it up and take it to the VFW and let them retire it like you're supposed to.
That's cool.
Either that
it probably
or
blew
the
off
fire
in a hurricane or something. Yep. Something probably had to happen.
Yeah, I figured as much. But, I mean, the weird part was, though, the flagpole was in the current, so it was fighting. I thought we had a monster on. I was all excited. After getting our butts kicked all day long, it's like, oh, this
okay,
is crazy.
Okay, so in 2019,
mm-hmm.
I had two of those. Mm-hmm. I had two catches. I caught a boot.
Really?
I did. I caught a boot, a rubber boot.
Really?
That I thought was a fish because it was in the current. yeah.
Good flounder here, boys.
Yeah, we were flounder fishing. Bridge of Lions, right? And then the other one, honest to goodness, I thought that we had a good fish. It was a sprinkler head.
Really?
Yeah.
Where did
the sprinkler head come from?
I mean, seriously, I'm like going, oh my God, this year I caught a boot. And a sprinkler head.
Really?
I mean, and both of them were around the Bridge of Lions.
Really?
Yeah.
No,
yeah,
none of mine. No, I mean.
Yeah, but I haven't caught the American flag.
That's a good one.
A good one there.
Good for you, too, in doing that instead of just, like, throwing it away.
No, you can't do that.
No.
I'm just saying.
No, I respect our flag. I love our country.
Yeah.
So, America. Yeah.
That's right, America.
Yeah, Kevin, we were fishing the Dames Point and last year and caught a boxed-in wrench. But it was huge.
No kidding.
I guess when they were building the bridge, and it was in the current too, so it was pulling back and forth, and I was like, this is, I mean, it was pulling drag.
What do you think it is, like, Cap? Yeah. What do you think it is? I don't know. I act like a pretty good sheephead here.
Yeah, it's got to be a good sheephead. Yeah.
Probably a boxed-in fish. So.
by the way, I know on the Nimnik Outdoor Show, we talk a lot of cooking. But I want to tell you guys something that whenever we fished last Wednesday, I took two fish home on the half shell. And when we talk about this, folks, on the half shell, it's redfish and you leave the skin on, scales and everything. And my wife was out of town, all right? So I am not a cook. But my good neighbor, Johnny Roach, said, hey, why don't you come over doing steaks on like Friday evening or something? And I said, well, that sounds great. I said, I've got these two redfish on the half shell, and he goes, well, you know, bring them over. So Kerry told me, it was as simple as olive oil, salt and pepper, and Creole.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, seriously, I'm not a cook, but I know how to do that. And I put them on a pan, and I took them over there, and we put them on the, on the grill with the steaks, and took them off. The steaks were amazing. I'm just telling you right now, the fish outdid it.
So steaks were left over for in the morning with the eggs.
You know, you just forget how good that is, Chip.
It's
an amazing way to cook fish. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, I want to do sheep's head, black drum.
It doesn't
burn.
I mean, the whole thing is you're just burning the skin. The skin's so thick.
Yeah.
It's not, I mean, oh my God, nothing's affecting it.
I'm just, talk about healthy.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking a little olive oil, salt and pepper.
And Creole.
I mean, and you could do anything. You could put, Louisiana seasoning or whatever.
Lemon pepper if you want to, whatever.
Damn
you want
it,
do.
Man. It was, that was, even Johnny was like, you know what? He's like, man, I haven't done fish like this in years. He goes, I want to do this with cobia, which I'm sure you can with that thick skin, you know?
Yeah. Triple tail is amazing.
I'll bet triple tail is amazing. Yeah.
Still, it didn't taste like soap after you did it.
What's that?
Yeah. Don't ever leave the skin on a snook. Is all I got.
No. That's why they call them soap fish. Yeah. Instead, it was awful. But yeah, I'll bet triple tail, black drum, sheep's head, anything with a thick skin like that. I'm gonna do it more and more.
Investigating.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, because
it makes it so easy, and it's so easy to clean up afterwards. You just throw the skin away. You know,
that's right.
What did you do? Did you
lift it all the way off, or did you take a spatula and just go between the skin and the meat and just lift it off?
You mean when we were eating it?
Yeah.
No, we put the whole thing on the plate.
Okay.
And just dug it out from that. Dug it out from that. Because, that way you keep that fat layer.
Yeah.
And it's funny when you eat it, Chip, because it's like after you eat it, you can literally, you look at that skin and all of that that flavoring is still, I mean, it's just, anyway, I don't want to get on the cooking thing, but we all took fish home last mm-hmm. Wednesday, and that's the way I wanted mine. Oh, my God, it was good.
People
foo-foo redfish. A lot of people.
It's not my top line, if you want
to ask. I get that.
If you
but damn it,
it
this
like,
was good.
No.
If you bleed it like a Scotty, I told you, I threw the underneath that flap.
Yep, and I did it. I did that on Monday.
That
told you that.
So much better.
I have heard that from everybody, and that's the first time that I've seen it done. And yes.
Well, even when Leon cleaned it, look at how white it was compared to, like, I mean, I'm bad.
Yeah,
which
the ones
I do.
That I
throw them in live well.
Right.
Yeah. I throw them in live well, and I mean, they're kind of still flopping when I clean them.
Mm-hmm.
But after I saw, you guys and just doing that little trick behind the pec fin, it was that's like way easy.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it does, but it just takes a little bit longer than if mm-hmm. you cut his throat or you did anything
right.
like that. But, you know, it does. The flavor of the meat just is awesome.
When you grab a redfish that's flopping around and you try to cut his throat to do that, that's not fun.
No, I don't. Chip, can you do that on any fish?
I do it on black drum. I do it on black drum. I've done it on bonita because I've eaten bonita.
That's what I was
going to
ask.
I really like it. Yeah, you can do it on bonita. I think you can do it on tuna, but I haven't done it on it. You know, I haven't caught a tuna.
Same thing.
They're usually pretty big, but usually you just take the knife and stick it right through there and then cut them.
Right.
But, I mean, it takes the bloodline almost completely out, and it's cleaner. It's a lot cleaner when you clean it. You know, it's not as messy.
Yeah, it's
and
a gorgeous product.
And I just get much better flavor out of it, too. So, you know, but.
I totally agree.
Yeah, because, I mean, flounder, you don't have to do it. Trout, you don't need to do it. You know,
right.
So. I'm sure you could do it with a sheep's head, but that's an awful tough fish.
Yeah, I'm not
one. Good luck with that. But you know what? Sheep's head's so white anyway.
Yeah, agreed.
You know what I mean?
There's not, like, mm-hmm. when you clean it, you don't have that, like,
blood
all inside.
No, you don't.
You know,
it's,
if he's alive.
It's a really beautiful white meat.
Black
drum's kind of that way, too. I mean,
but I agree, because I did my black drum and redfish just like he taught me. And pretty daggum cool.
Yeah, it's very cool.
Hey, Scotty, that 36-volt trolling motor on my boat now, even in all that wind, the heavy wind we had the other day in current, it's so amazing. It's like putting probably a 48-volt on your boat. It was unbelievable.
Oh, there's no doubt. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the nice thing is, Chip, when you look down, like we talked earlier in the show, is when you look down and see that prop spin and it says only a 3 and you're in 15 to 20 knot winds, you're going, huh. I did the right move here because my 24 would be probably on a 6, if not on a 7.
Oh, yeah. It'd be,
you know.
It'd be
yeah.
So why not? Go big or go home. I mean, that's the way I look at it.
Yep.
Well, it's funny because, anyway, I know you guys got to go.
Yeah, we got to go, but I'll see you tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
All right, buddy.
Bye, buddy.
Yep. We got one more small segment to go here on the Moe Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast. If you want to give us a call, 641-1010. If not, just listen to me and Captain Scott Shank.
That's it.
We'll be right back.
The Moe Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast, brought to you by Ring Power and Tire Outlet on 1010XL.
Welcome back to the Moe Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast. Captain Kevin Faber, Captain Scott Shank, and we don't have much time left, but let's go talk to Mike. He's got a bluefish recipe. What's up, Mike?
Hey, guys. Old man told me how to cook bluefish. I'd never eaten them. Didn't even care about them. But you soak them in salt water for about 3 hours. Then you take and half-shell them on a pan with picante sauce and fresh grated Parmesan cheese and bake them for about 30 minutes at 350. Really good. And also, I heard y'all got a free freshwater fishing report Saturday. That's Jake, the college fishing bass fishing guy.
Yeah. Yep. I remember him.
Yeah, he called in and gave y'all a free fishing report. I guess he dialed the wrong number. He was fishing something else.
you're talking about last Saturday, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was that? I mean, that was such a great report. And Jeff and I were sitting there going, dude, you need to call more often.
He used to call.
Well, I tried to get him to come in the studio with y'all some, but he's always trying to go fishing hunt, you know. But, he's back. University of Florida is holding a spot on him on the team for the fall for him. He got tired of Texas. And he's back in town.
Okay.
So he may be going there or UNF or wherever. There's a lot of colleges around here that still want him to transfer in to fish on their team. So
seriously, Mike, we would love to have his report on the Forecast Show and or the Outdoor Show. That was awesome. You know, because there's a lot of freshwater fishermen around here and we fish saltwater. You know, we try to keep up with it, but I mean, you know, it's hard enough to keep up with everything that's going on with saltwater. And we have a lot of our friends that bass fish and speck fish and stuff like that.
He went to school with your daughter, way back when in middle school, I think. Hey, if you want to talk to him, I'll hang on and I'll give you his number.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Off the air.
Absolutely. Give it to our producer, Michael. I'll get it from him. Deal?
Okay.
All right, buddy. Hang on. Don't go anywhere.
Thanks. All righty.
Yeah.
Bye.
Yeah. It's good stuff. That was a great report.
Yeah.
Jeff and I were sitting there, Lockerman and I were like, wow.
Where'd this come from?
This is all. I mean, because he started talking about, like, from Crescent Beach to St. John's River, and I'm like, wow. Guy's doing some fishing, and I mean that's what he does.
And we lack that. I mean, the St. John's River is 20 miles west of here.
Yeah,
we just don't. You know, we miss the Rich Grays and and all that used to run out of there and stuff like that.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's just honestly, I probably caught as many freshwater fishes on two fingers.
No, I know.
I've just never really freshwater fished.
I grew up bass fishing. When I say that, I grew up bass fishing. Once I got into saltwater fishing, it was kind of over, you know.
And our good friend Matt, he always calls me trying to get me to go, and it's always, you know, the few charters that I'm running right now, I got a charter, I have to watch a grandkid. It's like, dang, man, you got to start lining up better than this, you know, because I'm in. He still promised me he's going to catch my first bass. I said, hell yeah.
Yep.
But, yeah.
Yep, and just to a reminder, the Jacksonville Boat Show.
This weekend. Actually starts tomorrow.
Yep, it does start tomorrow, and great weather.
Great weather for a boat show.
Yeah, you know, I mean, look. It's not like we're going fishing.
Nope.
You know, and I mean, this is why they do it in January. And folks, if you haven't seen some of the new stuff that's out,
and it's not even boats; it's other stuff.
I know. The new trolling motors,
the new batteries,
the new bottom recorders. Yep. There's so many things where technology, from 10 years ago, no, it's not that way. Now it's every 6 months, man. They're upgrading stuff.
Especially how all these boats are starting to come around, that they're all kind of meeting in the middle now, we'll call it. This is a great place.
Yeah.
Because it's in a a 1 mile walk
around,
you know, that you could sit there and not have to drive 20 miles to each of different locations, dealerships. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're all right there.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll set you up, whoever it is. They'll set you up, take a sea trial. They'll spend more time with you. I mean, they're there. There's a lot of people there. So trying to sit down and trying to, like, make a deal is a little tough, you know. But if you really want to see what boats look like, that's what we need to look at.
Yep, 10-4. All right, folks, make sure you join us for the Nimnik Outdoor Show on Saturday morning from 7 to 10 at the boat show. And the weather's going to be, like, really iffy. Friday maybe, and then it's
skunky.
It's January, all right? Go to the boat show.
That's it.
Y'all have a great evening. See ya.
See ya.